Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up, more on the passing of Lou Christie at the bottom of the hour with Paul Rasmussen and an update on all the breaking news. This is a celebration of Juneteenth, the newest federal holiday, and surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, a lot of people don't know the history, but I do know a man who does. Sam Black with the Heinz History Center is an expert and joins us on the Big K Morning Show as the Director of African American Programs. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sure you have found over the years that a lot of people don't know what Juneteenth is.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's a growing holiday, male holiday, but for over a century was a sort of cultural celebration recognized by African Americans to recognize freedom and liberation.
So let's talk about the details of what happened in Galveston, Texas.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Civil War was basically over, officially over. Lee had surrendered Appomattox, and President Lincoln had begun to work on what to do with the nearly 4 million formerly enslaved people that he had emancipated in 1863. But as wars go, not everything sort of ceased at the same time. And so some of the battles and skirmishes continued to take place in the South, and especially in Texas. One of the interesting aspects of Texas is that by June of 1865, when the territorial commander, General George Granger, issued Executive Order Number 3, which was to effectively free all enslaved people in the state of Texas. This is roughly 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect. So, as I always say, any federal law is only as strong as the ability to enforce it. So Granger saw the opportunity for the U.S. Army to enforce the emancipation in June of 1865, actually on June 19th, 1865. And that is pretty much where the founding of Juneteenth was, because although Granger had nothing to do with what became this sort of cultural celebration, but it was the reaction of the formerly enslaved in Texas to recognize and celebrate their freedom. In subsequent years, they began to have community gatherings to do that. And it fell in line, really, with some of the earlier expressions of freedom and liberation and celebration and holidays that African-Americans had adopted throughout the North, even before the Civil War, going all the way back to the 1790s. And what African-Americans were doing was recognizing freedom of African people anywhere. So it really began with the adoption of what they called Haitian Day, which was to recognize the Haitian Revolution as early as 1791. They celebrated, and these were all sort of community and cultural celebrations, but they celebrated and recognized Abolition Day, which was to recognize the, in 1808, the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade by the U.S. military. And then later on, you know, Liberian Day, to recognize the independence of Liberia in the early 1830s. So Juneteenth sort of fell along this sort of pattern of African-Americans really trying to grasp on onto something that recognized their own freedom. I like to sort of put it in a context of in the early 1850s, Frederick Douglass began to do speeches around at colleges and in other gatherings throughout the North. And his speech was really to talk about what does the 4th of July mean to the Negro. And Douglass really talked about the lack of or the absence of true freedom on the part of people of African descent, and that the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and all those things overlooked black freedom. And so that gave a lot more power to Juneteenth. African-Americans in Texas recognized that, and beginning, you know, in Galveston in 1865, and it just grew to where we are in 2025, and it's a national holiday.
Well, I appreciate the lesson in history, and I'm sure a lot of people did too. Sam, thank you very much. And give Andy Masick our best too down at the Heinz History Center.
I sure will.
Sam Black on the Big K Morning Show, who is the director of African American programming, again at the Heinz History Center, which is such a gem in this community, in the Strip District.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.